From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Federal agencies that regulate biotechnology may not have staffing and expertise to handle the plethora of new products expected over the next 5 to 10 years. According to a new report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, the EPA, FDA, and USDA will need to be prepared for this potential increase, including finding effective means of evaluation that maintains public safety, protects the environment, and satisfies the statutory requirements. A group of states' attorneys general want new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to change the course of EPA regulation. Missouri AG Josh Hawley joined Indiana, Nebraska, and 16 others asking Pruitt to make sure the EPA follows the law. Hawley describes the EPA over the past decade as engaging in mission creep, which he says must be reversed by the new administration so we can get back to its proper role of enforcing existing statutes and to work with states cooperatively to make sure folks like the farmers and ranchers are able to do their jobs. The handicapping is already underway for the 2018 elections, and the three most vulnerable seats in the Senate are held by farm state Democrats, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, and Claire McCaskill of Missouri. Donnelly and Heitkamp serve on the Senate Ag Committee, creating the possibility of election year politics playing into development of the new farm bill.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.